Music right there from a band that's not received some girly so groovy radio love in quite a while. It's the explosive, sophisticated Los Angeles punk rock and roll trio known as La Butcherettes. From their 2014 sophomore album, Cry is for the Flies, we heard the song Demon Stuck in Your Eye. In the middle, it is new music from Hines. Now, Hines has been featured here on Girly So Groovy quite regularly. They started over 10 years ago as a noisy Spanish garage pop quartet from Madrid. Now, with their fourth release, Viva Hands, Hines finds themselves stripped back to just a duo, and also choosing for a more stripped-down, loose, and scrappier sound. And it's a great album. It was released just back in September. Again, their fourth album, Viva Hands from Hines. We heard the opening song, Hi, How Are You? And then, of course, starting that set off, as mentioned, it is daughter-father-garage-punk combo, The Expats. A daughter and father that have a shared love of simple, hooky, rock and roll songs. Witty tales in their songwriting, definitely proven by the song we heard, Everybody Loves My Mom. That's from the Expats album. E is for Expats. Okay, let's keep things moving. It was back in 1967 that the Velvet Underground were ready to launch their debut album, produced by, of course, legendary artist Andy Warhol. But it was Andy Warhol that felt like the band was missing something. So in he brought Nico. Nico was just an absolute pure mystical creature. This is somebody who was known for being both a model, yet a singer. She was known for her ice goddess presence. She was an actress. She was brought on to be a shared front person for Velvet Underground with Lou Reed. She only lasted the one album. It just naturally wasn't going to work out. Imagine having a fully formed band and then a producer come along and go, no, we're going to add another singer. It just naturally didn't work, but there were mixed feelings between Nico and the band, but that's not to say that Lou Reed and Nico continued a friendship after. So after departing from the Velvet Underground, Nico set out to release her own solo debut album, Chelsea Girl. Lou Reed, in fact, performed on it and helped co-write a couple songs, but that is where we're going to go right now. Nico, I always find her voice and her music, there is something about it that is perfect for this time of year. It's crisp fall weather type of music in Nico's own mystical, gorgeous way. So with saying that, right now, it is Nico here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
Stay, fare thee well.
Music right there from Seattle-based quartet The Luz, a band that makes music based on their love of doo-wop, surf music, 1960s girl group sounds, modern indie rock. It's just fabulous listening when it comes to this band. We heard the song Strange World. It's from the band's most recent album, News of the Universe, an album that, what I love, was made completely by an all-woman producing and engineering team. So often we talk about the women in the band and at the front of the band, but we forget how much of a male-dominated industry in the recording studio it is. So huge, huge kudos for La Luz to bring that feminist aesthetic into the making of the music and making room for women in roles that they often don't get to be. Huge, huge props to the band for that. Can we talk about what we listened to in the middle there? I'm embarrassed to say it took five albums for me to finally tune into the British neo-psychedelic quartet known as the Sound Carriers. They're a band who deliver magic and mystery through a cinematic sound encompassing a diversity of influences from acid folk to reggae to garage rock to trippy jazz. Well, their new fifth album is called Through Other Reflections. It was released just back in September. We listened to the opening track, The City Was. Again, the band is called The Sound Carriers. I would say if you're a fan of acts like La Luz or classic acts like The Mamas and The Papas or Jefferson Airplane, Melody's Echo Chamber, that type of broadcast, those type of bands, you will find something to love in the Sound Carriers. And then, of course, starting that set off, it is Nico going back to her 1967 debut solo album, Chelsea Girl. We heard the song A Little Sister. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the program. But before we do that, I just want to remind you that Girly So Groovy tries to be social. What I mean by that is we have social media channels. You can find Girly So Groovy on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. With those Instagram and Facebook pages, what I try to do every week is post the playlist in print. So when I stumble and mumble my way across band names, song titles, album titles, you'll see for yourself in print. You'll find links to bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page. And as always, best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the program. Okay, before we dive into the second hour, how about we wrap up this first hour? How about a little Broken Social Scene? From the album Hug of Thunder, here is Broken Social Scene with the song Hug of Thunder here on Girly So Groovy.
Survival by the soundtrack made of our short lives.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Coming up in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from St. Vincent, Jen Grant, The Bird and the Bee, Sinead O'Connor, Jane Sibbery, so much more. But I have to say, I am so excited to share just something absolutely gorgeous and beautiful with you to kick off the second hour. I am always thrilled to share new music from my brightest diamond, the genre bending one-woman project made up by Detroit's very own Shara Nova, who's inspired by her classical training and shifts her sound from chamber pop to dark indie rock. For her latest 7th album, Fight the Real Terror, My Brightest Diamond wrote and recorded the album in the days after Sinead O'Connor's death. And like Sinead O'Connor, the album proves to be raw, unhinged, vulnerable, aggressive, and ultimately, just like Sinead O'Connor, it's a portrait of a woman standing in her own true power. It is gorgeous, dramatic, beautiful.